You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, R.I.P. Ozzy Osbourne. This is from his Black Sabbath days. Mm-hmm.
You know the first time I saw Ozzy Osbourne? Because I'm a little younger. It was in Austin Powers.
I didn't see that movie.
Well, there's three of them. But he was in the first one when they're they're describing a piece of genitalia based on the spaceship that's flying over Earth, and they pan to Ozzy Osbourne, and he's sitting there, and you just hear him say, "Boobs, giant." And that was the first time I was introduced to Ozzy Osbourne. I thought he was quite the character.
Yeah. And that's what life's about.
Well, he was quite the character. There's no doubt about it.
Sorry, boss.
So the 49ers, if last year was Super Bowl or bust, clearly last year turned out to be bust. What kind of slogan would you have this year?
What kind of slogan will we have? Well, I got to think on that. Why didn't you tell me during the break?
Yeah.
Could have came up with one. But if it's, I mean, I guess playoffs or bust is probably the easiest place to start. Like, if they don't make the postseason, I do think that there's going to be a lot of heat on Kyle Shanahan. I don't think it's out of the question to think that he might get fired if they go 6-11 again. I mean, yes, I think he's a really good head coach, and he's gotten this team to pretty damn good places. But NFL stands for not for long, and if you don't start to rewrite the ship, or at least look like you're turning it in the right direction, I don't think it's crazy for us to be sitting here 365 days from now and talking about, well, what are they going to do with their head coach?
Man, I mean, it's hard to believe this is his ninth year. He's entering his ninth year, Kyle Shanahan. And time flies. Tempest fugit. That's Latin. You ever take Latin?
No.
Yeah. Well, you should have. I'll tell you why.
Because they didn't offer it in California schools.
Oh, really?
No.
I took it in high school and college.
What year?
What do you mean? Freshman year of college. And in 10th.
What year?
10th grade.
Do they still offer Latin in public high schools?
They should.
Well, they might at the bigger schools, like, you know, Berkeley, there's like 4,000, 5,000 kids. But no, usually, actually, I feel like a lot of schools, it's obviously English and Spanish. And then even in a school like El Cerrito High School, I think Japanese was the was the third language they offered. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or French. Not Latin. Like, when am I going to use Latin?
You would.
When I go to the Vatican once in my life?
Yeah. Okay. And this is where your youth is showing.
when will I need to know Latin?
I use Latin every single day.
Well, you just did.
Because Latin is the foundation of many languages, sprung from Latin.
I'm aware.
So it gives you, if you understand Latin, and you don't have to understand it word for word, but if you've taken Latin, what it usually means is that you can understand words that you may not fully be able to define, because the root of a lot of words means the same thing.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Let me ask you this. What?
Go ahead.
Well, that was mean-spirited. All right, Cardinal Steinmetz. So how has Latin helped you learn any of the Romance languages, which I believe they are all kind of founded on Latin, Portuguese, French, German?
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned any of those languages?
No.
So Latin hasn't really helped you?
No, it has.
How? It's the foundation of a language, but
correct.
You haven't actually learned those languages.
Right.
And you have a head start. I mean, if I tried to learn French, I'd be in trouble. It would take me some time.
Right. I would learn it quicker because I understand Latin. Mm-hmm.
So why haven't you?
Because I'm lazy.
So Latin's for the lazy.
No. I never learned Spanish, but I could learn Spanish quickly, and Latin will have helped if I do that.
Yeah, you and I got to get on.
Not Latinas, Latin. It's a language. Latin is a dead language, dead as you can see. First it killed the Romans, now it's killing me.
Yeah.
Okay. The 49ers have started training camp, ladies and gentlemen. And what kind of year are they going to have? I don't know. Let's get more into this Shanahan sound and Tim Kawakami's podcast with Kyle Shanahan. And Brock Purdy was the big story of the offseason. He got paid, and Kawakami asked Kyle Shanahan whether or not he's given the keys to the car to Brock Purdy.
Even players ask me that. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come in, hey, Brock has a new contract, you give him the keys now? And it's just like, I laugh at them because it's, I get it all, but that's not really how it works. Like, Matt Ryan is big of a veteran there is. Played in tons of offenses. Matt Ryan used to call his own plays and do 2-minute up and down the field. Sometimes on Saturday night, the night before the game, on other staffs, for the offensive meeting, instead of the coach getting up and doing the openers and telling him what the plan was, Matt Ryan would get up there and talk about audibles he thinks he's going to do. Guys, I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. It's, how is your offense? Mine, I think that's too overwhelming for guys. And I think they can be more successful if you can take a lot of that off the plate and don't make them think as much on that, so they can play faster and play a position that, to me, only like 10 people in the world can play at the right level anyways. And so when you put that all on a guy, I think it makes it harder for them to play.
All right, so he still doesn't trust Brock Purdy.
Actually, I think there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, there is.
Number one, he ain't never going to change.
Nope.
Shanahan is never going to change. Number two, he said he only thinks 10 people in the world can play that position at a high level. I think he thinks Brock Purdy's one of them. He might be wrong, but I think he believes that Brock Purdy is one of those 10.
He believes Brock Purdy is one of those 10 only if and when he does.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What Kyle wants him to do. You know what I mean? Like, I think Kyle looks at Brock Purdy and says, I think he's a top 10 quarterback, and a part of the reason is because of me. Like, I'll put this guy in the best possible spot and give him less to think about, maybe because he's young. But I feel like a quarterback is never going to learn it all in his career. You know what I mean? I mean, like, sure, Brady was incredible, but it's a year by year by year by year thing. And like Brock Purdy, this is his, what, third or fourth year? By his eighth year, maybe he will have been given more responsibility. But in general, it's still pretty early in his process. Like,
You don't think he has all the responsibility?
Purdy?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like Shanahan doesn't want to give Purdy or any of his quarterbacks all that responsibility because it feels like he thinks it'll bog him down a little bit.
Well, I think he's talking about in his system because there's so many moving parts that asking a quarterback to like compartmentalize everything is just going to be like you're like overloading a computer essentially. But I don't hear him. Like, I think he's a control freak. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think that he's saying that Purdy is going to be a great quarterback because of me.
No, but
I think he has a definition for the position, or he has. He believes that there's a particular skill set necessary to play quarterback the way that he calls offenses. And it's not because he makes a quarterback. I think he just feels like there's certain traits and like Purdy's got them.
I also think that Purdy's traits fit what Kyle Shanahan's philosophy is on offense. He does love to spread the ball around, and I think he wants to run the ball. So when you run the ball, whether you like it or not, that takes a little bit off a quarterback's plate. I'm not saying he thinks he made Purdy, but I think Kyle Shanahan looks at a quarterback he's got to be the right quarterback for his system. You got to make some quick decisions. There's all that pre-snap motion, and you know, I think Purdy's pretty accurate from, you know, 10 to 20 yards, and those are all the kind of things that Shanahan likes in a quarterback. I've always wondered if he ever got a big boy quarterback, if he would kind of change his philosophy if he just happened to have a different quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think that he would. I mean, like Matt Ryan is very good, but he was most valuable player of the National Football League. That's a pretty damn good quarterback.
Yeah.
I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but Matt Ryan's pretty good. And Kyle Shanahan didn't get him at the foundation or the infancy of his career. So, you know, I do think that Kyle Shanahan is a very my way or the highway kind of play caller, probably a guy to work for. But like his rigidity, in a sense, is not a reflection of what he thinks of a quarterback. It's just like his philosophical beliefs of how the position's supposed to be played.
Right.
I mean, Brock Purdy, he goes on to say, and like Peyton Manning, for example. Kyle Shanahan talked about this during the interview, is Peyton Manning played like one way his entire career. So he could handle all the different things as basically the offensive coordinator on the field, because that's what he was groomed to do from college with the Colts, So by the time you see Peyton Manning as a 35-year-old with the Denver Broncos orchestrating all the dummy calls and playing everything in the line of scrimmage, like, he's built for that. Kyle Shanahan is saying, look, Brock Purdy is, he's not that number one level of quarterback. Number two, he's coming up in a completely different system. So why not try and make his job easier? Like, if Brock Purdy makes a off-script play, which, by the way, he's been known to do, and if it turns out that it's great, I don't doubt that Kyle Shanahan's going to be high-fiving him on the sideline. But, like assuming that Brock Purdy has to fit into this box, I don't really think that's what Kyle is aiming for. It's just he wants to feel comfortable knowing what his quarterback is going to do on a play-to-play basis.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be surprised by his quarterback.
No, but if a quarterback does something surprising, he's not going to rip the quarterback. Like, that's why I don't think that if I don't know, if Kyle Shanahan coached Josh Allen, who probably is one of the more random but great NFL quarterbacks we have, like, when if Josh Allen takes off for one of his patented 40-yard runs and breaks three tackles and plays with loose of the ball, but he scores a touchdown, Kyle Shanahan's not going to rip him for doing that, I don't think.
No, I think, and that particular aspect of the game, I think Kyle wants his quarterback that to be able to run for a first down. Did I do the... you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to Philmo Mike. Hey, Philmo, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just feel like the media not really talking about the Niners. I love it.
Yep.
Not really. I don't really think we're a threat. So I think that's good. I hope we don't rely on the schedule. I hope we're not in a predicament where we're like, you know, they got these games versus these teams. And I just want us to play our best football every week to the best ability that we can and then get better every week. And I feel like the schedule can help us possibly, but you never know in football because every Sunday is a different Sunday. And you don't know what these teams going to look like. You don't know what the rookies going to look like. Now with the restack of the roster, hopefully – you remember, we went to the Super Bowl in Debo's rookie year. Maybe there's a player out there that starts to step up sort of like a la Gilbert Arenas in his first year. You start to see some maturation in their game. So hopefully that happens. You know, you never know. They may come on defense. They may come on offense. I like the D lineman from Indiana. I don't know why. I like him, though.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. The Matt Nahegan's our boss, obviously. He's not here this week. But do you are you aware of, like, Nahegan's outlook on the 49ers season as it pertains to 95-7 The Game?
No.
He's scared.
Why?
Matt Nahegan's scared because
he's off this week.
Yeah.
You better be careful.
No.
You're taking shots at him while he's gone.
No, I'm not taking a shot at him. I think he's got a point, quite frankly, and I know people, I can tell people already getting sick of talking about how easy the schedule is. But Nahegan feels like he's already thinking about content once the season starts. And I was like, well, you know, we got games to talk about on Mondays and Tuesdays and games. And he said, you know what? With this schedule that they have, it's going to be harder to talk about the Niners this year because he thinks, you know, they're going to beat Atlanta. Let's say they beat Jacksonville. They beat Atlanta. They beat the Giants. It's going to automatically cue up the conversation of, well, how good are they really? Or they look at the teams they've beaten. So he feels like there could be less intrigue to the season because the schedule's so ordinary that it's going to be tough for fans to really get excited about the team, even if they're winning, because they're not playing a lot of quality opponents.
Well, we don't
And that's
know.
His, so don't yell at me. That's not me. That's him. Okay.
Why do you do that?
Because I could tell you were getting
No.
A little annoyed, and you were going to come at me.
Well, I want to know why you just pawned his argument.
Because I think it's interesting, actually. I think he's got a little bit of a point.
Well, that's because you are all in on the schedule. Like, you believe that the schedule is the reason why they're going to be good or not good. I think he was talking mostly to you when he said that. Because you're the person who brings up the schedule for every team quite often. Oh, well, they didn't really beat anybody. Oh, well, that wasn't that great of a win. Steiny, the reason why I don't think there's going to be as much interest, if there isn't this year in the Niners, is because we don't know the players. There's six starting spots that are open. So that means there's going to be a lot of different people that are vying for those positions that are going to be rotating into those spots. Like, for, and God love them, Philmo Mike just said he likes the guy from Indiana. They didn't draft the lineman. Oh, it's CJ West? Like, is that the guy?
I don't know.
Their top two defensive linemen, Mykel Williams and Alfred Collins, like, right, those guys are going to start. We're not familiar with their games yet. CJ West, he's right, is a D tackle and could help this year, but he's probably going to be a rotation guy. Upton Stout, they need a corner. Is he going to come in and help? He went to Western Kentucky. Like, nobody's seen him before. So the Niners have a lot of players who I think we are unfamiliar with.
But,
and that's why this team's going to look different.
But isn't that exciting to see young players, and maybe a few of them you think are going to pop and turn into stars? Like, there's nothing better than watching a guy on your team that you drafted look pretty good his rookie year, look better his second year, and then all of a sudden you have a star in the making. Like, then those guys, they become your own, essentially. Let me ask you this, a little bit off the beaten track, but, you know, we're talking about Shanahan, quarterback. At his best, what do you think the 49ers thought Trey Lance was going to be? And just keep that, I don't need the answer now, but if Trey Lance were the kind of quarterback that they thought he was, and he were playing now, would the 49ers offense look different? Like, that's what I'm trying to get at with Shanahan.
Would it look different?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because they're different players.
Right, but
like,
I mean,
Trey Lance has a stronger arm than Brock Purdy does, so you have to build an offense that's more appropriate to the skill set.
Right, but what I'm asking is, you know, would they still have him drop back like Purdy? Hold, nothing there, run. Like, I don't know that it would look tons different. Now,
well, again, it did when you ran him 13 times up the middle.
Well, and that's because they realized he wasn't accurate, and so he wasn't going to be able to play anyway if he wasn't accurate on the short throws. But I'm saying, if he... Okay, we're never going to get to this, because I was thinking, like, okay, if he can't throw the short ball, then he was never going to be the quarterback anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is why he's currently on his third team.
Yes. Yes, he is. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the San Francisco 49ers training camp has begun. Oh, one piece of good news. Juwan Jennings is practicing. So he's practicing today. So it looks like he's either... I'm sure they're working on something, but I think in the meantime, Juwan Jennings is fine.
Well, I think it means he's going to get paid. Like, they're going to give him, I don't know if all of what he wants, but they're going to find a place where they compromise. Like, if Juwan Jennings was really, by the way, the Niners were never going to trade him. Like, how many players have the Niners in Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch's time together? How many players that were unhappy with a contract did they trade? How many of them?
I feel like Debo was partly traded because of the number.
No, but that's because he was making too much money. I'm talking about guys that wanted a new deal.
Okay.
Like, guys that wanted to get paid.
Oh, you mean like Ayuk?
Trent.
Like, they weren't going to trade.
Christian, Bosa, Ayuk, even Debo the first time, Kittle. Like, they don't trade guys. they either get rid of him and they get off him, or they pay him. And that, to me, was always what was going to happen with Juwan Jennings. You know, I think it's like Juwan is, I don't think he's as good as maybe everybody else does, but he's an important piece of their offense because I think he also blocks his ass off. And that's something that Kyle Shanahan demands of every single wide receiver, really every member of the offense. But Juwan Jennings being there is, it's a great sign because it alleviates any concern of distraction surrounding that position. And I think they're going to get a contract done with him. And unlike Terry McLaurin, or if you want to say Trey Hendrickson, guys that have decided they're going to hold out because they want new deals, Juwan Jennings is, the Niners, I think, are going to take care of him.
Yeah, they're going to, I mean, they can't, of course they can, but like they can't really afford to not have him playing at the beginning of the year. I mean, they are so stretched thin at wide receiver. And that's the other thing, and we'll get to more sound on the other side. I don't like what I'm hearing early about Ayuk. And on the other side, more Kyle Shanahan on Brock Purdy. And Kawakami asked him a good question about something that we've talked about over the years, and that is he allowed to audible? Is Brock Purdy allowed to audible? Because that's another way that I think some fans judge whether a coach is given the keys to a quarterback. So we'll get into some of that sound on the other side. If you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570 is the number. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.